time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Lost my voice a little this weekend, buddy.
Watching the Spartans?
No.
Oh, boy.
That was disappointing.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't know how I feel about the Michigan-Rutgers game, to be honest with you.
There's a steakhouse in Ann Arbor that's not feeling too well. They offer whatever percent off your meal of the point differential in Michigan game.
Really?
But they were smart. They capped it at 50%. So
still.
But still.
Wow.
Only on game day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was the game to definitely have reservations.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually am stunned that they would do that.
That's pretty funny. Especially this year. Wow.
So, it was an interesting weekend in sports all the way around. I'm actually still stunned by that. What's the name of it? I used to live right by there for a short time.
I can't remember. Someone told me at Rotary today. They told it at Rotary, and I can't remember the name of the steakhouse.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money lost on a game like that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about baseball, and then we'll save the NFL for later this first half.
We need a lot of NFL.
And we're going to talk about
there's big news about the Lions game, by the way.
I know. You're making me crazy here. And we'll get into your Facebook post, too, that drove me nuts.
Okay, let's go.
So let's talk about baseball, first of all. What a game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. Toronto, for the first time in their history, sweeps a series. And it was in grand fashion as well, with a walk-off. That was pretty amazing.
It was a pretty unbelievable game. I watched the end of it. And I'm telling you, this Toronto team is reminding me of the Joe Carter team. You know how they won that game earlier?
Yes.
When they hit the home run?
Yep.
Like, it just, I don't know. They might make the World Series. I mean, they only have one more series to win now. They got to beat Cleveland or Boston, if that series ever ends.
What do you think about that series? We might as well move to that.
Well, it's postponed. I mean, they're playing today at 6. I think the Indians should win. I mean, you're up 2-0. You shouldn't lose 3 in a row, right?
I wouldn't think so.
But the Red Sox at home tonight. Buchholz against Tomlin. Dodgers-Nationals are 4 o'clock. That starts in like 25 minutes.
That's at 1-1, too.
That's
that series
1-1.
Tied up.
Yeah, and now we're back to L.A. And the Cubs-Giants tonight with the Cubs leading 2-0. Is it the year for the Cubs? We shall see.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Toronto really impressed me, I will say that.
Yeah, well, the Cubs are going against Bumgarner tonight, but they have Arrieta on the hill, so that's going to be a pitcher's duel.
That could be a 1-0 victory tonight for either one of those teams. It really could be. I love good pitcher's duels. Oh. I really do. I think you got to be a real baseball fan to appreciate them, though.
Good thing I got all my 5 TVs working now. I can watch all
those
at once.
There you
go. I can have the end of the Red Sox-Indian game on the same time as Monday Night Football, the same time as the Cubs-Giants.
Okay. There you go. All right. So you want to start with the NFL now. Let's just jump right into it, shall we?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of little bitty news, and we're going to need both halves to finish this up now.
Yeah. Let's talk about the big news of the Eagles are now sending the tape to the NFL. That fumble should have been a dead ball.
Oh, you know how many times I've had that happen in a Lions loss?
A lot.
So,
you know what?
Suck it up.
Send the tape, whatever. Nothing is going to change.
Nothing will change.
Well, if they can't, but
it better not, because there's so many calls that they should have changed.
I knew the rule.
And they did.
I just think the call on the field is why it stood. That's why it stood. You couldn't see exactly where that guy's body was when he hit that ball. It should have been a dead ball. If the guy from your Lions there was out of bounds when he first touched the ball, it should have been a dead ball, and it wouldn't have been a fumble. But whatever. There's so many different things that can happen in a game.
And you can't say that would have determined it.
Right, because there's still 2-something left. It would have been fourth down. They would have punted. Lots of things could have happened there. So
in general, I'm not real happy with this Lions team. I mean, they did exactly what they were going to do. You said it last week, and I said it last week. They play to the level of their competition. That's not what a championship-caliber team does. I mean, they go out and get trounced by the Chicago Bears with a backup quarterback.
And they lost to the Titans.
And then
home.
They
Don't
go and beat a darn good Philadelphia Eagles team. That's a good football team.
Exactly what I said on Friday when I wanted to pick them. I couldn't pick them, but I said... Well, I didn't, because I thought they'd be the same old Lions. I will say they're exciting to watch at most of the end of the game. It's usually close.
Well, they scored when they could have, and then it looked like Philadelphia made lots of good adjustments on them.
Oh, 199. You see that stat? 199 yards
at the end
for the Lions in the first half, and then they showed midway through the fourth quarter, the Lions had 11 yards.
Here's a little tip to any other NFL team that's going to play the Lions, like the Los Angeles Rams this weekend. All you got to do is throw the ball to whoever Nevin Lawson is guarding. Why would you throw it where Darius Slay is involved? That's...
Okay,
Sam. Anyway, I was happy with the Lions' victory. They came through at the opportune moments, and yet they maybe had help on a call for once in their history.
And just an unbelievable interception to end the game. I mean, that ball is thrown one more foot. I think that was a completion.
Well, that's what a big cornerback does for you, or a safety does for you.
But that was a great interception. I mean, that was a tough
catch.
Play.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk Packers out of the gate and then go through the rest of our picks that we had different. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. All right, let's go right to the Packers.
Let's just say this, too. This weekend, Tiger Woods has withdrawn from... He's not playing this weekend.
There's a shooter!
And not because of his physical concerns. He's citing game issues. Issues with his game.
Okay.
Okay, there we have that news. He's not coming back this
weekend.
All right,
we're going to start. I'll just say this. The Packers end up with a victory yesterday. The closest they got was, what, 23-16?
It was an ugly victory. I'm not happy. I just don't understand what's going on with
that
team.
Yeah, but your Facebook post was dumb.
Thank you.
It was dumb. The fact that you think that all Lions fans are just happy and content with the victory that they get, this is not good right now. This is not good football for a Detroit Lions fan either. But believe me, we'll take the victory.
My Facebook post, your answer at the end of my Facebook post is stupid. The little cat Lions fans walking into work today with their head up high. I'm like, come on. Okay, anyway, Aaron Rodgers, like I said in my post, looked pedestrian.
Absolutely he did.
He did not look like... I mean, he made some good throws, don't get me wrong.
This whole offense is not in sync yet.
And you know what, though? They were in pretty good sync with Lacy when he was just punishing people. And now ankle injury, and it appears he may not be able to play this weekend. I don't like that. Ankle sprain.
I don't know if they should play him anyway.
They're playing the Cowboys. It's not like it's going to be an easy game.
No. I mean, you might get dealt your first loss, because we'll talk about Dak Prescott and Tony Romo in just a second.
Actually, we already have a loss.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. 3-1 they are, aren't they?
Yes, they lost to the Vikings. Okay.
What'd they do this weekend? Oh, good Lord.
They look like the best team in the NFC.
They might be the best team in the NFL right now.
Excuse me? Tom Brady's back. You didn't watch that masterful
NFC
performance.
You could make an argument for the Vikings right now, too. You could.
I guarantee you put the Vikings and Patriots in today, right now, I think the Patriots would win 90% of the time.
Okay.
They get outcoached.
So, right. What else from the Packers game did you see that jumped out at you?
Their run defense is really good.
It got a lot better, I will say that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Number one in the NFL.
They sacked Eli like three times, too, so you can't just say their run defense.
Well, they still gave up some dumb big plays.
Well, you got some pretty good receivers.
And Odell Beckham had it.
You got to admit that was funny when he hugged the kicking man after his first touchdown.
Dork. His only touchdown.
That made me laugh.
I will say that their red zone defense was awesome. I mean, they held him to three field goals. There's just something not right. But you know what? We'll take the win.
You should.
3-1. We'll take it.
All right, so the other games we had different, other than the Detroit game, which I got right, you got wrong. Dallas hosted Cincinnati, and Dak Prescott, I don't see how you can replace him with Tony Romo when he comes back. Not the way this offense is looking.
Oh, my God. They're all Jerry Jones says Tony Romo's got a better gives them a better chance to win in the playoffs.
What do you
think? Thinking, why? He doesn't win in the playoffs.
He doesn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah. I
totally agree with you.
You got to tell me what their record is. When he's ready and they're, say they're, it's week 9 and they're 5-3, do you put Romo in?
No. Not yet.
I mean, 6-2, no way. 5-3, what if they're 4-4?
No, then maybe.
I think it's going to depend on the
record. Probably do.
Because they got the Packers in Lambeau. That's going to be a tough this week. Their division is tough. So you got to tell me what their record is before I decide who should be playing.
And then also the game you did get right, wild, is Buffalo have...
Buffalo's defense looks
an
good.
An unbelievable defense.
And Tyrod Taylor.
As they
Taylor,
beat...
running quarterback.
The Los Angeles Rams, who the Lions have this week.
So, yeah, so you're 4 ahead. We got to pick tonight's game. We didn't do that yet.
Yes, quickly here. I really don't know who to go with.
Tampa Bay or Carolina?
I think I'm going to go with Tampa.
I'm going to take
What?
I'm taking Carolina.
All right, there we go, Evan.
You're taking Tampa?
I'm taking Tampa.
It's in Carolina.
I know that.
No Cam Newton.
Big
no
Boy
Jonathan
Sports
Stewart.
Recap. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
The Outdoor Joe.